On the subject of touring, now you played Wembley, what, 2 summers ago now, that was the Still Life Tour. Now I talked to some of the fans that came along to the concert. In fact, I remember one group of mum, dad and the two kids. Mum and dad were in their late 40s, getting into their early 50s, and the kids were in their middle teens. And there were two generations. Mum and dad were your original fans, the new kids. The teenagers were the fans of the 80s. I wonder how you feel about the Rolling Stones appealing to that age group, that gap. I guess it goes back to what we said earlier about how you've survived through all the changes in music.
Well, it's nice, you know, I mean, to be in that position. Why that is and goes back to my original thing of rock and roll is like a... this new kind of thing that jazz was supposed to be before jazz lost its popularity, you know? People that like, say, Duran Duran or will be interested to see, they never seen the Stones. I worked it out that that on our last two tours, Europe, say Europe and America, that at least 50%, if not up to 75% of the people that came had never seen the band before. I mean, it's just mathematically impossible, that, because if you look at the... we never played in the stadiums, you know, we never had those attendances. They could never have seen the band. So you're talking about most of them. Yeah, you've got those older mums and dads, God bless them and all that. But most of those people, over 50%, have never seen a band. And, you know, you hope they're going to come back next time.
Not to be cynical, but it was said by people, and I'm not going to be cynical, but try not to be anyway, that one of the reasons why the turnout was so good during that concert tour of all over Europe, Britain and the United States is because a lot of people considered that it would be the very last tour the Rolling Stones would do. And so get in now because we may never see this phenomena again.
Well, I think that's true. We never said it was, you know. Like, for instance, The Who, when they did The Who Tour of America, anyway, which I saw, I think it was last year. I mean, they said, you know, it was one of their big selling points. I mean, Roger Daltrey went on the box and on the radio saying, this is the last tour, buy two tickets, you know, and all that, you know. I mean, well, okay, fine, if it is, you know, nothing wrong with that. But we never said that. And, in fact, we said the opposite.